following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Tags are annoying. So at Hanes, we got rid of them. After making it look so easy, people have asked us to help get rid of other annoying things. But sorry, no. We cannot help you get rid of the intentional walk in baseball, reality shows that take place in bridal salons, rain delays, replacement referees, on a related note, bad sports calls. But we can help you get rid of annoying tags, because we already did with our tagless t-shirts and underwear. Hanes, go tagless.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear's also the official tire of NASCAR. And everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday program. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you as we talk a little bit about the world of sports and what's going on in the area as well. We want you to join in if you want at our phone line, Bruce Furniture Fan Line, Dent Popper Inbox. You can Facebook us, you can tweet us. There's all kinds of ways, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're on the road, you can contact us. Bruce Furniture Fan Line is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Chad Martinson of the Cox Classic. Yes, that is still going on in Omaha. Of course, obviously, all the talk is about the U.S. Open, but there are some changes to the Cox Classic. They're getting ready for that. We'll talk about it. We'll also be chatting with Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, to preview Mississippi State and UCLA. And Jimmy, there's not one person in the country that had these two people in the final.
Yeah, probably not. UCLA, maybe. Mississippi State, there's no way.
First time that they have played for a national championship. UCLA was there in 2010. And to the fans, it seems like it was just yesterday. But as Coach Savage said over the weekend, yeah, I think one of our guys played any kind of time back in 2010.
Yeah, they could have had a freshman on that team. That's right. A redshirt freshman or something. Yeah, somebody real young, right.
So that's what they've got going on, and we'll talk with Kev, get a preview of that as well. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup is tonight, and of course, Wimbledon's underway. The NBA making changes. The draft is going on Thursday. Golf and tennis, all this is going on as well. So good weekend for the Legion baseball teams. I know you were watching that.
Yeah, I umpired one of the games on Friday, and Runza went, I think, 4-0 for the week, and mm-hmm. then the juniors went 3-1 in Lincoln. So yeah, they both Kearney teams played well. You know, I feel bad. I did the Hastings Omaha South game, had a really good game behind the plate until the last seventh inning. Had a batter had a one ball two strike count from Hastings. He was up to bat. There was one out in the inning, and the pitch was never a strike. And for some reason, I called it a strike. I felt
did you get yelled at?
Yeah. I mean, and basically not very long. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
I mean, but I felt Kid handle it really well, and I really feel bad about it.
You know, this isn't a confessional. You don't have to say that.
No, I mean, I can't do this every week. I mean, I've got people all over this whole couple, about 93 counties here, going, whoa, how about the time? You know, so, I can't do that. But you know, like I said, when you're umpiring, you want to do a good job. You know, the players want to play well, too, so.
Congratulations to the Nebraska Danger. They found a way and held on for a 55-50 win over Colorado, and now they are off to Sioux Falls for the United Bowl, which is this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. You can find out more if you're going. You can get tickets. Here's the phone number, 605-274-6686. Ask for the Danger section or Section S. I don't think I'd ask for the Danger section. I'm serious. Can you see if you can pull up the arena that the Sioux Falls football team plays in, Jeffrey? Because I want to see where Section S is, and see because you know
maybe not right behind the bench. You think it's not behind the
probably not the best seats. You know where they stick them for Husker games and visiting games, but whatever. They're $15, and there's. Of course, many other seats, but if that's what you're looking for, Danger fans are put in Section S of the United Bowl Championship, and the Danger win at 55-50. We'll talk with Coach Davis later on this week. But Sioux Falls, they played very early in the season, and what a team that they must have there in the IFL. And obviously, you've seen the Danger quite a bit this year, and it's really cool that they have went from just starting to now playing for a championship, and their fans deserve it.
You know, I think the coach did a good job with one thing here is the defensive backs are very, you know, really have to be good athletes in that league. The defensive backs, I mean, everybody's got a job to do, let's face it. But, you know, when the quarterback's rolling out and you're in that arena, and I mean, you can throw it the distance at any time and first downs, and there's just, you know, so anytime you can get it, if you can get three or four stops, a game or an interception, I mean, it just changes the whole format of the game.
What about the athleticism? Because it seems to me that all of these types of sports, whether it's hockey with the Storm or whether it's football with the Danger or whatever league you're in, you've got to find players. And I've never quite understood how you just sell a player on one town or another. Some of it I think is luck. A lot of it is recruiting, but you got to find a way to get these guys to have a good team together.
Yeah, I would imagine if you found, you know, one really good player and he had a couple friends, you know, that also could play a little bit. Goes, hey, you know, what are you going to do this summer? I don't know. Should we go to the Twins game this weekend? We'll take a 7-day vacation, or do you want to take a 2-month vacation to Grand Isle, Nebraska? We got an apartment. We're going to do this. This sounds like something I might want to do. You know, but. You know, you can't make a living doing this. It's not lucrative. Let's be honest about that.
No. And they're trying to find a way to get a chance at the next level, whatever that level may be. Canadian football, a next level of indoor football. Obviously, some of the guys in and out have played in the NFL, been on rosters.
Yeah,
played.
Or for one reason or another, they just can't make that team, you know.
So join us if you'd like to be on the program today. Best of luck to the Danger. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Again, the Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Another thing that we've talked a little bit about and has been a little bit in the media here, and we'll find out a whole lot more this afternoon, and Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney has a conference call. The Big Ten changing some of their bowl alignments and trying to get a few that are on the West Coast. And it looks like the Holiday Bowl and the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl will now be part of the rotation of where the Big Ten goes. And they will play Pac-12 teams in those games, which is interesting. Get a little bit away from all these SEC schools. Pac-12 solid, but obviously probably not as deep. And I think that's a key. I mean, you're playing – when the number 5 Big Ten school is playing the number 5 SEC school, doesn't even matter who they are. The SEC is going to be favored every single time. Now they're going to play some Pac-12. And that's what we talked about here on the show too, Jimmy. It seemed like the Big Ten and the Big 12,
they go to these bowl games, but they'd have a stupid matchup. It's the number six team in the Big Ten against the number two team from the ACC or the SEC or the Pac-12. You know, it's never, four versus four. And I think they're trying to work on that and spread a little bit out across the country, play some different places.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're definitely right, Doug, on that, that, you know, the Big Ten and the Pac-10 had that Rose Bowl alignment, you know, for years, you know, 4 years. And I'm pretty sure that the Southeastern Conference right now is the best conference in college football. You know, their eighth team is pretty tough. I think the Big Ten last year had two teams that couldn't go to the bowl game. So what happened was then the third best team's going to the best bowl game, the fourth, the fifth. And when it runs down, you're running into, you know, some unfair advantages. And Nebraska played really well last year against a really good Georgia team.
Yeah, and as some of these people say, These are bowls that Nebraska probably – the Holiday Bowl is the Holiday Bowl, but Nebraska's been there quite a bit. But all these new bowls are ones that Nebraska fans don't want to go to because the Kraft Light Hunger Bowl, the Pinstripe Bowl in New York, these will be for teams that finished 500 in the Big Ten, 6th, 7th, 8th in the conference. And obviously Nebraska fans don't ever want to have a part of that.
Yeah, in the 90s after you win three national championships – you get a little spoiled, and it's tough to follow some of that. I'll tell you what, if your son was playing, I'll bet you'd be going to those bowl games and happy they're going to get to the bowl.
Oh, yeah.
But are they going to go to New York? Is that one of the bowls for sure now?
Yep, Pinstripe Bowl, New York. Then you've got the Music City Bowl, which isn't official, but that'll be in Nashville. There's going to be a new bowl game. Yes, a new bowl game in Detroit, according to ESPN, and the Big Ten is in negotiations to go there. So New York, Nashville, Detroit, back out to California, obviously San Diego for the Holiday Bowl. Santa Clara is where this Fight Hunger Bowl is going to be. And then you'll still have a bunch there in Florida. They still want to stay with Capital One, Outback, Gator. Those are all in Florida. Then the Heart of Dallas Bowl, which would be in Texas. So you'd have a bunch in Florida still, Texas, California. And then you branch out a little bit, Nashville, New York, Detroit. So getting the name out there, getting the face out there, probably a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and those places that have indoor arenas, you know, can go ahead. Despite the weather, they're still going to have a nice, temperature to play and climate to play in because it's indoors. But I know in New York that 1 year, Nebraska, I've just read about, they played in the Gotham Bowl. No. And it was just freezing. But we didn't care. We won 36-34 over Miami, and that was before the big rivalry started.
Yeah, I just can't ever imagine wanting to go to a cold-weather climate to play. Now, New York's different because you'd have a lot of things that you could do around the game, and a lot of those guys would never have probably been to New York. So we'll talk about that more tomorrow because the commissioner, Jim Delaney, will talk about it more this afternoon. One other note, UNK former wrestler Travell Delagnev, we all know about him, the Olympian. He is now, again, part of Team USA. The World Team Trials were this weekend in Oklahoma City. And with Travell being the bigwig on campus, it's just so strange how they do this. Travell's, they got a bracket. Just imagine this is your bracket, like the College World Series. Bracket one, you got seven guys. Bracket two, you got Travell. So Travell is already in the finals, and all these other guys have to wrestle off to see who gets a crack at Travell, and it happens like in a day because, God, it has to. We just can't do it over 2 or 3 days. But Travell wins it. He smokes the defending D2 wrestler of the year in Tyrell Fortune, who went to Grand Canyon University. And so now Team USA headed to Budapest, Hungary, mid-September for the World Championships, and Travell's still out there, going to keep that dream alive of making it back to the next Olympics.
Budapest, Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about places you want to go on a vacation. I don't want to go to Budapest. I would not want to go to have a bowl game there.
But of all the Eastern Bloc, all the countries in that part of the world, I think Hungary's probably okay. Probably some good food for you. Probably a stout. Get some food, get a stout beverage, see some good scenery. Now, I don't know about basketball and baseball over there, two of your favorite sports. Football, I don't know how popular that would be. You probably catch a good soccer game.
And in Budapest, yeah. I've had season tickets there a couple of years, but I just never did go.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we're going to talk with Chad Martinson of the Cox Classic in Omaha, Kevin Kugler from the College World Series. Folks, we want to remind you and let you know that Gary Michaels Clothiers, who've been doing it so well, so long in downtown Hastings, is going to be coming over to Kearney at the Sosa American Cuisine at the Kearney Holiday Inn. It's this Wednesday and Thursday for a two-day-only trunk show from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. both days. It features tailored suits for 20% off, special pricing on Enro dress shirts, Tommy Bahama sportswear, 25% off. That's a great deal there. And custom clothing fabrics. You get a free necktie just for stopping by and have some refreshments. If you'd like to request a special sizing, you can get a hold of Trish or Tammy at Gary Michaels Clothiers. I'll give you a number here in just a minute. But want to remind you that the two-day trunk show is Wednesday and Thursday at the Kearney Holiday Inn in the Sozo from 11 to 7. Brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings. If you want to request a special sizing, call 800-448-0478. 800-448-0478. You know Gary Michaels Clothiers is the best around, and now you've got a couple of days in Kearney to stop by and see them at the Kearney Holiday Inn this Wednesday and Thursday from 11 to 7 both days. Gary Michaels Clothiers Trunk Show. We will be back with more after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pain. We can handle all of your insurance claims. We're the quickest cure whenever your glass breaks. Glass Doctor, Glass Doctor. Call us 7 days a week and we'll be there. Your home, car, or business, or anywhere. Windows, mirrors, tabletops, we'll take good care of you. Glass Doctor, Glass Doctor. Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pain.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids. And the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The College World Series is right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Drive down the left field line into the corner. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Carroll is going to score. Falea around third. He will score. It is now a 4-0 ball game. The 3-1 pitch. Off speed, hit in the air to left. Going back is Conforto at the track, at the wall. It is gone! A 3-run homer for Hunter Renfroe.
UCLA and Mississippi State pregame tonight at 6:40.
For today, do have a slight chance for some showers and storms, mainly early on. Otherwise, look for partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 90s. A breezy south winds, 12 to 25. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 73.
I don't know.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth as we roll along on this Monday, where a lot of things are going on to the east in Omaha with the College World Series. More on that in just a little bit. The U.S. Senior Open next month. And, of course, the Cox Classic will be rolling along, and there's changes to that, and we want to make sure folks know what's going on the web.com tour, the old nationwide tour. And tournament director Chad Martison joins us here again on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Chad, good morning. How's your summer?
Good morning. Going well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, great to have you on. And I know that this is kind of an important time with the tournament still a little ways off in August this year. Everyone's focusing on the U.S. Open, Senior Open, but everybody also wants to be a part of the Cox Classic, which has been an outstanding event at Champions Run in Omaha for a number of years. So I guess, how are the two entities getting along for two great golf tournaments this summer?
You know, getting along really well, actually. It's always tough when you got two big dogs trying to live on the same street, I guess, if you want to put it that way. And no, so far so good. They're a good group of people over there, and we've been working with them on a variety of things, kind of helping them get hooked up with vendors and stuff. And you know, they've been helping us out a little bit along the way as well, and seems to be going pretty well.
There are many changes. Let's just start there, Chad. Some of this started because the U.S. Open came to the Omaha Country Club this summer. Talk about what you guys have been working with here over the last 2 years, basically.
Yeah, it's you know, we've known it was going to come here for a while, so we've been able to plan ahead a little bit. And probably the biggest thing is our date. We're about 3 weeks later than we typically are. We felt that would be important to put a little bit of distance between them and us. But then also, obviously, you know, with members giving up their course and that sort of thing, you want to go as late in the year as possible. Just cause as little issues with them as possible. And they've been, you know, really great for 17 years, you know, giving up their course and letting us play there. And we wanted to be respectful of that as well. So those two things kind of combined into a late event for us, the 19th through the 25th, but that also opened up some really interesting doors for us as well.
Yeah, you'd probably have some other tournaments throughout the nation that would not be being played during that time. Is there another tournament going on at that time that you're competing with during that August 19th to 25th?
Yeah, the Barclays, which is the first FedEx Cup event, is actually opposite us. You know, other than that, there's really no major events that are going on. So it was actually a really good week. And the Barclays gets some pretty good attention because it's the first FedEx Cup, But we were mindful of that going into it. And I think we decided that the competition that the Barclays would give us for eyeballs internationally just really wasn't a huge deal for us.
Yeah, Chad Martison, tournament director of the Cox Classic, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. By moving the dates of the Cox Classic, you guys now become, and this tournament becomes, the end of the season on the web.com tour, which means everybody wants to be playing in this because, as we all know, the top 25 at the end of the year get their PGA Tour card, and you guys will be able to hand those out when it's all over. Not only a trophy, but those go out as well. The field's always great, but will this make it the best field you've ever had?
It's shaping up to be the best field we'll ever have. We'll have a lot of past champions. We'll have a lot of people that are just playing really, really good golf. You know, we always get our share. Everybody wants to play in Omaha. That's something we're pretty proud of. But yeah, I mean, will be the last week to make a check and try to get into that 25 where they're guaranteed a tour card. And then to get into the top 75 who go on to play in the finals events, there'll be four tournaments after ours where the top 75 from our tour and then 126 through 200 on the money list on the PGA Tour will compete for an additional 25 PGA Tour cards. And that takes the place of Q School, you know. So Q School's got some major changes going on this year. I think there's going to be a lot of focus on Omaha. We're pretty excited about that. And I tell you what, we've had three battlefield promotions in Omaha over the years where we've been able to give a PGA Tour card directly to a player that's won in Omaha because it's their third win of the season. This year we're going to have, you know, 25 battlefield promotions, if you will. It's a pretty exciting deal for us, and we're going to get to host the card ceremony where these 25 guys will get their PGA Tour cards, and of course those guys will go and play in the finals and try to improve their exemption status with those cards, but they're all guaranteed a home on the PGA Tour next year. It's going to be pretty cool. You know, 25 guys are going to make their year for 2014 in Omaha, and that's a pretty exciting deal.
And for the folks, Jimmy, that aren't
aware of what a Battlefield promotion is. If you win three tournaments in 1 year on this web.com tour, you automatically get your PGA Tour card and get promoted to go play, I guess, with the big boys is the way they say it. So, and that is really cool because it's just been just late enough in the year where there's always somebody in there, Chad, that's probably already got a couple of victories. One other question with the placement of your tournament. I know there was talk about the Cox Classic maybe being part of the playoff, and then I'm sure being the last one, whoever used to be the last one, probably isn't happy. How did that all transpire and agree and all that? How did that all go down?
Yeah, it's kind of a I don't even know how to call how to. It's almost like playing a card game, you know, playing the three card Monty game where you move one thing and you kind of guess what's under another thing, and it's kind of an interesting process. But we did vie to be one of the finals events. You know, the prospect of bringing half of the field from the PGA Tour to Omaha was a pretty exciting one. We did not get put into that mix, which is disappointing for us. But you know, I wouldn't call it a consolation prize, but you know, being the final event of the regular season is a pretty cool deal as well. You know, it's certainly not, I don't look at it as a consolation, but I look at it as that's going to be our role to play. We're going to be, you know, the basically the premier event on the web.com tour this year. And that's pretty exciting.
It's still what the competitors call the most fun tournament they go to. The purse is right there with any. It's towards the top of the whole season. And again, the Cox Classic will be August 19th through the 25th at Champions. And Chad Martison's joining us here, the tournament director, to talk more about it. When I was talking with Tim, kind of setting up our interview here, he said one of the things that moving this back will hurt you guys a little bit is that you had a certain group of volunteers that will have to be back in school when Omaha public schools get going again. So there's a need for maybe some more volunteers. Is there anything different you're doing with that? And is there anything people in the central part of the state can do to be a part of that?
Yeah, it's a very good point. In fact, one that we've been wrestling with for the last few weeks. And you're exactly right. We do get a number of volunteers, you know, between 8 and 14 years old, typically, who come out and they standard bearer. They, you know, they do whatever. You know, they're young. They got a lot of energy. We try to make use of that, you know. we'll be without those folks at least for Thursday and Friday this year. Obviously, they'll still volunteer on Saturday and Sunday, and our volunteer numbers are looking pretty good this year. But you're exactly right. Probably the biggest impact to our event is just being in that week and not having that pool of volunteers to pull from. So we're definitely always looking for volunteers, anything from, you know, marshalling to standard bearing to walking scoring to concessions, you name it. We've probably got about 30 different jobs out there, and it's a lot of fun. It's a whole lot of fun. The Senior Open is going to have 3,000 volunteers, which is an amazing number. We need about a third of that to make our event work, and we're well on our way there, but we can always use new folks.
Chad, what other changes on or off the course will fans see this year?
We're beefing up our military appreciation area. We started a new military appreciation area last year, had a really good response, and obviously Omaha is a big military community, one of the biggest in the United States, strangely. And we just decided that this is a really good year to show our appreciation and make that a big part of our event. So we'll have a very big military presence there this year, which we're very excited about. And we'll have a whole host of other changes too. I mean, smaller things that you might not notice, but, you know, changing some layouts here and there, changing some skyboxes here and there, that kind of thing. We always like to freshen it up, make it new, make it interesting. You know, when we're in our 18th year, the one thing that we don't ever want to do is become complacent, and that's one of our major challenges every year. So you'll see a lot of new things. Youth Day, Subway Youth Day, is actually going to be moved to the evening so we can actually get some kids out. They'll be in school, so on Tuesday evening from 5 to 7, we'll have our youth clinic. That's a little bit of a change, but ideally all those little changes, you know, add the ability for people that couldn't previously come out or didn't previously, you know, have the opportunity to come out to come out and enjoy the event this year.
A lot of folks will be down there for the U.S. Senior Open. It's a great chance for them to maybe pick up their tickets to the Cox Classic or check out Champions. Maybe they haven't been to the Cox Classic before or it's been a while. How can they hook up tickets? And is there anything special that you guys will have going on in conjunction with the Senior Open to kind of promote yourself?
Yeah, we'll be promoting the event out at the Senior Open quite a bit. We've got a good partnership with them, so we'll be promoting ourselves with volunteers and with spectators and all sorts of stuff. But if you know about our event and you want to come to our event, the best thing to do is to just give our office a call here in Omaha to get yourself hooked up with tickets. We can take orders over the phone, ship them to you. It's a very simple process. Our number is 402-399-1800. And, of course, coxclassic.com is our web address. But, yeah, we're actually looking for record crowds again this year. So we'd love to have your listeners be part of that record crowd.
Can you buy a one-day pass only, or do you have to get all 4 days?
Nope, you can. You can buy a one-day pass. They're $10 for a grounds pass, $20 for a clubhouse pass, which gets you access to a little nicer facilities. You can buy ticket packages. You can even buy sponsorships. If there's corporate folks out there listening and they'd love to entertain some folks in the Omaha area, those are still available as well. But, yeah, you can buy anything from a one-day pass to, you know, weekly and hospitality passes for, you know, 20, 30 people. It's all available.
And finally, Chad, usually it's about this time of the year where you have media day and you talk about the guys that you've invited in on your special invites, your exemptions and things like that. How has that affected this year, and have you made any progress, anything you can announce at this time?
Yeah, you know, strange that you would ask. That's one of the big changes from this year. We don't have sponsor exemptions this year. We're 100% moneyless. So that's a little painful, and it's a little exciting all at once. It's painful that you can't give that break to those two or four guys, you know, that just need that start, you know, to make a couple bucks to get themselves onto the money list. But it's also a good thing because, as you mentioned before, I think our field is going to be unbelievably strong. I mean, all, you know, top 156 guys on the money list, they're going to want to come here and play because every single one of them has an opportunity to either play their way onto the PGA Tour directly or play their way into those finals events. So we unfortunately don't have sponsor exemptions this year, which is a little odd for me. I've become kind of used to that over the years, but I think it's also a good thing. You're going to see some pretty high quality golf out there.
Well, Chad, in the last minute with Chad Martinson, term director of the Cox Classic, all you got to do is look at the top 25, and number one is Edward Lohr, who was on the front page of the PGA leaderboard. Matt Goggin, who competed and was there on the leaderboard at the U.S. Open just a couple of weeks ago, and those are just two just right off the top 10 that just jump out to you right away. Jordan Spieth is there. The great youngster is making a name for himself as well.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, the overall fields across the board in the web.com this year have been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I'm a statistics guy, so, you know, whenever there's a big tournament, I look at the statistics, and, you know, 60 players out of the full field of the U.S. Open had played in the web.com, and I want to say a good half of them are kind of back and forth between PGA Tour and web.com this year. So these guys are so unbelievably good. It's not that they go to the PGA Tour and they get better. They're already there. They just need a break, and they need to, you know, figure out a way to make the PGA Tour, and that's really why they're on our tour. And then you've got a lot of guys that just make a good living on our tour, and frankly, they're not sad to be there. So it's pretty amazing. The competition is intense. You know, I tell you what, you come out to Omaha this year, and you will see at least 25 guys, you know, if not 40 or 50 guys that will be on the PGA Tour next year, and they'll be winning tournaments. I mean, Ken Duke yesterday is a perfect example. I mean, Ken Duke at age 44 won his first event. He's played in Omaha five times, had a runner-up finish in 2011. I mean, that's amazing stuff, and now we're seeing him win tournaments, you know. So it's a really cool thing to see happen, and it's really, really strong fields.
Well, Chad, we appreciate the update and you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show today on ESPN Radio. We'll continue to chat with you and folks with the Cox Classic as we get closer to the week of August the 19th.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Martinson, tournament director, joining us here. Doug Duda, Jim Langan on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. So maybe not quite the local flavor, but that's traded out for the big boys, because everybody's going to want to be there. This is your chance to take it to the next level. So it's the biggest tournament of the year.
Yeah, actually, it's good for Omaha because, you know, they've got the big tournament, and then they get to move this thing back. And I think having it back in August, I actually think will be better. I think that week's good. I think that the 25th, you know, it's before some college football is going to be in play. I just think it's going to be a really good deal. And you're going to, you know, like you said, hey, if this guy does this, this is what place he's going to finish. Instead of going, well, maybe next week I can get third or fifth, or, you know, you're settling things in Omaha.
Yeah, we'll get to talk to him maybe more about TV coverage, more about potential changes, because it always comes up about will Champions Run continue to host this tournament. And I guess maybe I've misconstrued this a little bit. You hear a lot about, I have to wonder, financially, because that's all it could possibly come down to, because I get the feeling that at some point, why would Champions Run not want to continue to have this? And you kind of get that feeling, that story has been out there the last few years, that it hasn't just been an automatic renewal and they're right on board and all that. The members of the course can play the course until Sunday afternoon, like at 5 o'clock is when the web.com old Nationwide Tour took it over for a week, and then the following Monday you're right back on. So, I mean, how many times could you take 1 week off of playing golf for an event like that that has to financially be helping the club and putting your city on the map? That's the only little thing that I can't believe, because you hear that. And you see articles, and we've talked about it here on the show, that that Champions Run may not want to have it anymore. And there are only a couple of other courses in the Omaha metro area that are suitable to hold a professional golf event. It would be a shame if they lose that event.
You know, maybe you and I don't think like the average person, but what I'm thinking is, if I'm a member of the Kearney Country Club, and then all of a sudden there's going to have a tournament here for 1 week, and I really wanted to play golf, I've got some other courses around this area that I could go play.
There's no doubt.
You know, I'll play the Kearney Country Club up until August 25th or August 18th. Yeah. But now, you could already probably get a tee time. You called, you know what's coming. Yeah. You could probably get an 8 a.m. tee time anytime you needed it. I'm like you. Hey, this is a big time deal for Nebraska. And Omaha's starting to become a sports city. I mean, when I was in high school, they were not. No. Omaha was not really a sports city, but they are starting to come around and get some NCAA basketball tournaments and get some things going. And it's kind of
Olympic swimming, so many great things at the arena there.
Yeah, I don't know if Omaha's like the 35th biggest city in the United States or whatever they are, but they're in that area. And, they're starting to get some stuff, like you say. And I think that's important, these are things they need to have to continue that. Well, they lost that racetrack. You know what I mean? They lost that racetrack.
Well, we'll hope that cool events can keep coming to our part of the country. Yes. And not just necessarily Kansas City or Denver.
Correct.
Hey, folks, don't forget, lunch at the Chicken Coop any day is there for you. Monday, steak sandwich with your choice of a side item, only $6.99 at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. They're open 7 days a week. Take care of your food. Maybe you just want to sit in the air conditioning, watch your favorite sport, watch Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals and the College World Series tonight with your favorite beverage. And on Monday nights in Kearney, bull fries and fries are only $5.99. It's their weekly Monday night special. They've got food specials every day, drink specials every night, and party rooms available for any get-together. If you got a business meeting, they can take care of that. If you've got a reception, a high school class get-together, reunion, they can take care of that. Ask them about the party room as well. It's at the Chicken Coop, where you can get great food, great drinks, great sports, and more. Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Kevin Kugler talks College World Series with us when we come back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear is also the official tire of NASCAR. And everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, do have a slight chance for some showers and storms, mainly early on. Otherwise, look for partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 90s. Light breezy south winds, 12 to 25. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 73.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Roll along on this Monday, getting ready for Game 1 of the College World Series Championship tonight. Pregame is at 6:40, and our Midtown Mart Cooler question on Friday was which of those 2-0 teams at the time, Mississippi State or UCLA, had the best chance of winning it all. 58% of you voted for Mississippi State, the offense, against the 42% of the pitching of UCLA. Well, should the NBA allow coaches and players to be traded together? That is our poll question of the day, our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Vote on it at ESPNSuperstation.com, of course, with Doc Rivers supposedly being traded from Boston to the L.A. Clippers. What do you think about that, Jimmy?
That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it kind of tells you how important people feel the coach is.
Yeah, certain coaches getting a good one. I say, yeah, heck yeah, what's wrong with that? Make the trade. You're going to get compensation in this day and age anyway, so you just will work it out between the two teams and instead of letting everybody else get involved in it. No yeah. Middleman that way.
You know, what's kind of interesting in coaching is you know, there are coaches that do a great job. Let's be honest about that. They are great. I remember just going to clinics and stuff, you know, and listening to different coaches and thinking, hey, yeah, that guy knows what he's doing. A lot of those coaches do try to pretend that, hey, this player helped me a lot and that's what happened here. But, you know, if over a long history, though, and, you know, if you've coached for a lot of years and you continue to win, you're doing some things right.
Well, speaking of guys that know what they're doing, I know I went over the top there. Kevin Kugler joins Doug Duda, Jim Langan here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday. He'll be in the booth again tonight, bringing you Game 1 of Mississippi State and UCLA. Kevin, are you baseballed out yet?
I'm getting close, but I've probably got two, maybe three more games in me, and then I will not want to see baseball for at least a week.
Who appreciated the weekend off more, the teams or you?
Yeah, I was not unhappy to have the weekend off. It was very, very nice to have a day at home on Saturday. We did interviews yesterday on Sunday, and so that wasn't really a day off. But it'll be good to get back to work. I'm anxious to see this series. I think it'll be a good one.
Kevin, this is Jim Langan. Hey, is there a player you interviewed that was just a lot of fun to interview? You thought, hey, this is a fun interview.
I will tell you this. We sat down yesterday with probably a dozen players from the two teams, both head coaches. They're both great, great representatives. All these kids are great representatives. I will say David Berg of UCLA was, to me, the most humble kid that I think I've interviewed in probably at least a half a dozen years. We had a Roy Firestone moment. I got him choked up at one point during the conversation because he was sitting there and we were discussing the road he's taken to get here 2 years ago. Didn't even have an offer out of high school, and now he's the stopper of the year in college baseball. And he got choked up thinking about his parents and all the commitments that they'd made to him and all the sacrifices they'd made so that he could pursue his baseball dream playing at UCLA, which, as most people know, is not exactly the most affordable school in the history of mankind. And he was very, very choked up about the sacrifices his parents had made to make sure he could go to UCLA. And I was really impressed by the kid's humility and just sort of his perspective as to the road that his parents had to take in order for him to be successful. I thought that was rare to see amongst a college kid, especially just a college sophomore. He has a real good grip on what is important, and I was impressed with him.
Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take that a step further, because if UCLA does win this, the odds are that he'll be on the mound throwing the last pitch of the championship game. How did he describe his sidearm motion? You just don't see that very much anymore. Back in the day with Quiz and Tecolvi and the guys, kids tried to imitate that, but you just don't really see it in the pros for a kid to imitate these days. Where did he come up with that?
He did it himself. It was real interesting to hear him talk about, too, because this was something that he developed on his own. No one really coached him in it. No one really taught him how to do it. He just started messing around with it, he said, and decided to go sidearm. And he had good success the first time he went out. He struck out two guys and got a ground out, and that kind of encouraged him. So he decided he would just keep trying it and keep doing it, and it's been very successful for him. And obviously, he's extremely durable, coming up on 100 appearances in 2 years.
Mississippi State has had probably the best offense statistically here in their three games at the College World Series. So you've got that offense versus defense kind of mentality here. But Mississippi State looks like the football team coming off the bus. When you saw them play that first game against Oregon State, did you think there was any way they could be here tonight?
You know, I didn't, because I didn't think their pitching would allow them to get here. They just do this differently than almost any College World Series team I've seen. Starting pitching, relief pitching, they really just sort of blur the line between the two. Trevor Fitz will get the start tonight. At the most, he'll go through two trips through the batting order, at the most. And probably not that all the way through, because they've got Chad Jurado in the bullpen. They'll bring him in. He'll go five or six innings if need be, because they just don't seem to really care. They've got Graveman, who started in their clinching game on Friday. That's sort of their starting pitcher, so to speak. But after him, it's just sort of a hodgepodge, and that's really, it's really hard to do that in the College World Series and be successful, but they are. They defend well. They've got timely hitting. They're just a real loose group of guys, and it's rare. They just don't seem to care what role they play, just as long as, you know, they're helping the team. These two teams are very team-oriented, and I think that's a big reason why they're both here.
Well, we've had a chance to talk with Coach Savage of UCLA a couple of times on the show since they qualified for the College World Series. We joked before it started that I thought they were the only team to make it to Omaha using wiffle ball bats, and they're no joke. I don't know how they're doing it. That pitching is outstanding, but they find a way to scratch across runs.
Well, they are very opportunistic. They take advantage of any little crack that you give them. So if you commit an error, they take advantage of it and they score a run. If you make a mistake and walk the leadoff hitter, they make you pay for that by sacrificing him over and then manufacturing a run. They manufacture runs, they defend, and they pitch. And that's really the recipe to win today in college baseball at TD Ameritrade Park. They play in a big ballpark in Los Angeles, very similar, in fact, to TD Ameritrade Park at Jackie Robinson Stadium. And Plutko, their starter tonight, is a high fastball pitch to contact guy. He's going to just throw in and in and in and in and up and up and up and up with those fastballs, coaxing you to pop them up. Fly ball outs are going to be something you'll see and hear a lot of tonight in this first game, because that's what Plutko pitches to, fly ball outs. And at night, a fly ball at TD Ameritrade Park doesn't leave the stadium. So you've got a great chance to win if you pitch to fly balls and you pitch to contact, and that's what UCLA will do tonight.
Kevin Kugler with us for another couple of minutes. He'll have, again, the action from the College World Series the next two and possibly three nights here on ESPN Radio. That has been talked more about this College World Series than the previous ones at TD Ameritrade. All the articles in the World Herald, all the talk on talk radio about the lack of home runs. Where do you sit on that?
You know, I think it's a lot of falderaw about nothing. You knew, if anybody paid attention when the stadium was built, you knew it was going to be different downtown. We went and stood in the spot before they built it, and there was no wind. There's just no wind current down there like there are at Rosenblatt Stadium, which is up on a hill. So you go down there, you're changing the direction of the stadium, so you're facing it a different direction. There's no chance that you're going to be able to find a home run at the same frequency that you did at Rosenblatt Stadium. You deaden the bat. That becomes an issue. They're going to tweak the ball, but it's going to be a couple of years, probably not until the 2015 College World Series. And by that point, if coaches are smart, they will have tailored their program to pitching and defense, because that's where we are in college baseball today. Pitching, defense, small ball, and manufacture runs. You'll have some guys who will hit home runs, but they're going to have to get a pretty good crank on it with the bat to get it out of the ballpark. I don't have a big problem with it. I don't mind a 2-1 or 3-1 game. I do think one issue they have is the fact that you have 3-1 games that are going 3 hours and 25 minutes. Part of that is long television breaks that have really slowed the progress of the College World Series.
Well, let's follow up with that television deal, because what was on ESPN Saturday night, there could have been college baseball, but there wasn't. Drag racing. Okay, fine. It's drag racing. This format is for ESPN. They are dictating when the games are played, and it's just Omaha would love to have baseball on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, instead of Monday and Tuesday, when they still get great crowds. But since there's no World Cup soccer or anything like that, has there been any talk that this format is going to be tweaked, or is this the way it's going to be for years to come?
I think this is the way it's going to be for as long as ESPN wants it to be this way. This is how they like to have it set up. It's the second time in 3 years that we've had an entirely dead weekend at the College World Series. I can't imagine vendors are particularly happy about that, who have set their tents up in downtown Omaha trying to make as much as they can in 2 weeks, because I was down there yesterday, and outside of media people, there wasn't a lick of people around there. There was dead as it could be, and I'm sure that was the case on Saturday as well. And that's the problem you have with this format, but the format's not going to change, as you said, and accurately so. TV dictates exactly how this College World Series is run, from the start times, which were an hour later this year than they used to be. We used to do a 1 and 6 o'clock start. Now it's 2 and 7. We've adjusted it every year. We've had the 4 and 8 because of World Cup soccer. We'll have that later again when World Cup hits in 2014. It's just you're at the whim of every other sport, because college baseball's popularity doesn't allow it to dictate to ESPN.
Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series. I would think more home runs would make it more popular. I don't know. What do you think, Jimmy?
Well, you know, the one thing, I like what Kevin said, and this is basically what he's saying, is that, you know, smart base running, if you're running the bases smart, if you can appreciate a sacrifice bunt and maybe even beating it out, it was good enough that it's even actually a hit. Or, hey, the defense throws to the wrong base. There's a lot of ways to win baseball games. You know, they're going to take, you know, somebody singles into right field, and instead of throwing the thing to second, they're trying to throw the runner out at the plate. So now the runner gets to go to second to hit the ball. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to win baseball. But I do agree with one thing. I mean, I coached high school basketball for years, and I couldn't care less if a kid dunked it or not. It was still just 2 points. But the crowd cared. The crowd cared. They went wild. And you know, so the home run is kind of like the dunk. I mean, people like to see that, and it should be part of the game. My problem with it is, if a player hits the ball that hard and it should go 355 feet, then let's let it go 355 feet. That's the problem.
And I think we'll get that with the ball change. The ball, they say that if they tweak the ball to where it is in the pro game, essentially with the seams not being raised, you'll add another 15 feet to the flight of the ball with the drag coefficient. There's science involved. I was told there'd be no science, so I'm not really into what that involves. But
me neither. I have no idea on this either.
I've been told that adds 15 feet to the flight of the ball, which then adds a few more home runs, and everybody, I think, is happy. The problem is, if they bring in the fences, the cost of that is so prohibitive at this point, because you have to change the entire structure of TD Ameritrade Park. I don't see that happening this soon into the building of it. I know taxpayers aren't going to look at it. I think one of the things that we all have to realize when we watch or listen to college baseball, and this is something that, unfortunately, Kyle Peterson does a great job with on ESPN, Oral Hershiser and the other guys that they bring in are guys who only see college baseball one time a year, this week. College baseball is a different game than Major League or professional baseball. It just is. You have different level of talent. You have different expectations. You have a 3 or 4 hole hitter who may not be a 25 home run a game guy. There's teams that have four, their cleanup hitters are 5'9", 180, but they make good contact, so they'll bunt with them in the four spot. It's just a different game. I realize baseball is baseball, but college baseball and professional baseball are played differently. There's different expectations of the games, and I think if you realize that as you're watching or listening, you get more enjoyment out of it, as opposed to sitting there and really worrying about, oh, this is not how it's supposed to be. you'd enjoy it for the game that it is, and hopefully you find some enjoyment in the College World Series Championship Series starting tonight.
Yeah, Kevin, you're exactly right, because you have to adjust. If you have a 30-mile-an-hour wind and it's blowing in compared to 30-mile-an-hour, I mean, the game changes, and you have to find different ways to manufacture runs. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I do agree with the baseball. As by far, I think the minor league has a tighter baseball. And I think that's the way to go, because bringing in the field is not correct, and the people with the bats have already done what they can do. You know, the ball is what has to be changed.
Well, let's get to the brass tacks. Who you got, Kevin?
I think UCLA is in a pretty good position because of their starting pitching. Mississippi State has the offense, but I love what Plutko and Vandertag have been able to do throughout their career in the College World Series. They've been good the last couple of years in Omaha, and I think they're going to be very good tonight and tomorrow night as well. I think UCLA has the slightest edge, but I really think this is a three-game series. It's going to swing on one defensive play that somebody boots in the field. I just think these two teams are so closely contested. I think it goes three, and I think it's UCLA by the slimmest of margins.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to have baseball Wednesday because of Hunter Renfroe. He does something spectacular every time they play. Kevin, we'll let you get back to work. We'll be listening the next 2 to 3 nights, and appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for having
Kevin. Take care. Kevin Kugler, voice, College World Series, 640 coverage tonight. I guess I agree. I Mississippi State, I don't know if they can win two. I think they can win one. And for some reason, I liked watching Mississippi State, even that first game when they were playing Oregon State. I never thought that they were good enough to win the whole thing, but I enjoy watching them. And I think they're more enjoyable to watch than UCLA, because really the only thing you're watching from UCLA is the pitching and then the bunting. And it's a good thing to have your kids. Instead of, here you go, Jimmy. Here's something that could cross two things that we've talked about on the show. Instead of having travel team practice the next two nights for 3 hours, set your kids down and let them watch some of the College World Series. Let them see how it's supposed to be done. Instead of having that 25th practice of the summer, let them watch the game tonight. Put them together as a team. Get the refreshments, you know, get the popsicles, the orange slices, whatever they want. Get them hopped up on sugar. Let them watch a little baseball. Let them watch baseball tonight. Heck, these kids don't have any chance to watch it. They're playing and practicing every night. And I'm not talking about the high school kids, yes, but I'm talking about your little leaguers. Let them sit down and watch the baseball the next two nights, because we just discussed it. They are playing fundamental baseball, these two teams.
Yeah, you know, my take on the UCLA-Mississippi State, it's hard for me to root against Mississippi State. And the reason is UCLA's won a few national championships in some other sports.
Yeah, but not baseball.
Yeah, but Mississippi State name, I mean, when UCLA won a few in basketball, men's basketball.
Just a few.
They had a player or two that went on and played maybe at a higher level. And, you know, they've won some Heisman trophies there. I mean, you look at all, you just hear UCLA.
Yeah.
You know, and you hear Mississippi State.
They've played, but they've never won a national title.
I wonder how many Southeastern Conference championships they've won. I mean, yeah. You know, let's get into that a little bit. Did they even win one this year?
Not in baseball. Neither one of these teams did.
Yeah, exactly.
Won their conference.
So boy, would this be just? I mean, the jackets and the T-shirts and the things that Mississippi State could sell, generating millions of dollars. You know, compared to UCLA, won't probably affect it too much.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The first time, always the greatest to bring home a championship, and we'll see if they can do that, folks. Don't forget. Again, the first time probably you saw that TNL irrigation system work in your field, you went, what? This is the greatest thing ever. What was I waiting for? Have that feeling by visiting your local TNL dealer today or checking out all the information you want online, TLIRR.com. TNL has proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime with their hydrostatically powered TNL pivot system. It allows even water distribution, less waste, and most importantly, it makes life easier on you with no hassles, no more dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops. Check it out today, TNL Irrigation Systems. Rafael Nadal is going to get upset in the first round of Wimbledon, where he went out in the second round last year. We'll hit that and the rest of the sports of the weekend. Wrap it up after this.
This summer, hop in your car and make your way to Kearney. Take a mini vacation June 30th to July 1st and celebrate the Lincoln Highway Centennial. The Lincoln Highway was America's main street. It was the first transcontinental highway spanning nearly 3,400 miles. For a complete list of events and to download a brochure, please go to visitkearney.org, then click on the Lincoln Highway logo. Hope to see you there.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
The Cleveland Cavaliers select LeBron James.
The Chicago Bulls pick Michael Jordan.
The Seattle Supersonics select Kevin Durant. The Denver Nuggets select Carmelo Anthony. The Orlando Magic select Dwight Howard.
The 2013 NBA Draft, Thursday on ESPN, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN Radio app.
For today, do have a slight chance for some showers and storms, mainly early on. Otherwise, look for partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 90s. Light breezy south winds, 12 to 25. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 73.
Show back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. The month of June winding down way too quickly. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're 2010 to 2013 Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. 2.9% financing with approved credit. Don't let this great deal slide away. Don't let it slide away, folks. Have you ever had that kind of a deal? 2010 to 2013 Midway certified pre-owned vehicles, 2.9% financing with approved credit. That's not a new vehicle. That's a pre-owned vehicle. If you want the new vehicle, you can get 1.9% for 72 months on all new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram vehicles. And don't forget, go to thinkmidway.com, like them on Facebook, and enter their Husker football season ticket giveaway because somebody that is with Midway on their Facebook page is going to win a pair of season tickets, not just to the South Dakota State game, to every game, season tickets from your Midway auto dealership. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Congratulations to all the youngsters that competed in the high school rodeo, the state finals this past weekend that were held in Hastings. Not quite as many, and there's never a ton, but usually there's two, three, four that get the job done and are from our listening area, but most of them really were from the western part of the state. Brady Wakefield of O'Neill, Jordan Hagedorn of West Point, though, from the north central part of the state where you're all-around boy and girls champions. Now it's off to Rock Springs, Wyoming, starting July 14th in the National High School Rodeo Finals. The state men's match play golf championship qualifying today begins at the Elks Country Club in Columbus. So that's a couple of the stories going on. And don't forget, later this week, with the State Games Torch Run coming through the area, there will also be Jordan Larson and Kurt Tomasevich putting on clinics. And they'll be in Kearney, YMCA on Wednesday, Grand Island at the high school on Thursday. And go to CornhuskerStateGames.com to find out more information. CornhuskerStateGames.com for more information. A major upset just finished in Wimbledon. Rafael Nadal not only is beaten, he is swept by a guy you've never heard of. And he does it 7-6, 7-6, 6-4, winning the tiebreaker 7-4 and 10-8. And after losing that tiebreaker, Nadal dropped his first game in the third set and is swept out. So he lost in the second round last year. Much was made about him being the fifth seed, the women's fifth seed. Irani also went out this morning. So Nadal goes out as the second round last year, the first round this year. They were all fired up about him playing Federer in the quarters. Well, that ain't going to happen. You a tennis watcher?
Well, what I'm watching right now, I'm watching the sportsmanship that he's giving. I mean, I really like the way he got upset, and he's handling it well. He's letting this guy have his moment. Yeah. He went over and shook the hand. And he's waving to the crowd and said, "Hey, I gave a great effort here. I just got beat today. Man, this is great. I like seeing this."
Third major of the year, and they're too close. You know, like in golf, there's usually a major, then the next month major. But we just finished the French Open 2 weeks ago. You have the Australian Open in January. You have the French Open in, I guess, what do you say, late May, early June. And then ending up over 4th of July weekend is Wimbledon. And then you don't have the U.S. Open again until the end of August goes into
Labor Day, with football.
Yeah,
right,
Labor Day.
Exactly, right.
First couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So maybe a little too much to ask, although they're so good at this level. You usually don't have to worry about those champions. Nadal just went through a very competitive French Open, but he is knocked out today here in the first round. So there you go. By the way, Toronto Blue Jays have won 11 in a row. Do you care?
Yeah, I kind of do. That's interesting to me, that American League East. That's interesting, don't you think?
Well, it is interesting because it involves Yankees and Red Sox all the time. By the way, Jeffrey did look up where Section S is in the Sioux Falls Arena.
Okay.
Pretty much like I thought. You'll be looking around a post in the corner. So that's where you're going to be sitting if you're a Danger fan. You might, just telling you, you want to sit with the fans of the Danger, you're going to be in the corner. They're in the end zone. They're not going to be bad seats. They're going to be end zone seats from the goal line to the back of the end zone, but you can call their ticket office 605-274-6686 to get tickets for the United Bowl. And also for you NASCAR fans, Martin Truex finally gets a win. That's my man. I'm not a NASCAR guy, so I always say Martin Truex. He actually won yesterday.
How much did you have on him? Do you have any money on him?
Oh, it's time for lunch, Jimmy.
All right.
I probably won't have much to buy you, but we'll leave a big tip. Hey, thanks to Jim Langan for co-hosting today. I want to thank Chad Martinson, Tournament Director, Cox Classic, and Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.